Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday, and we're digging into Azure Service Bus with Dan Rossanova. We talked a little bit about queues, and we could send and receive things on queues with Python or .NET or whatever makes us happy. But there's also a thing called topics. What's the difference between a topic and a queue?
So in a queue, both the sender and the receiver know the destination. They know what the queue is, and it's really just a place to put things. It's good for things like load leveling or decoupling, temporal decoupling. But it's really just one destination. A topic allows you to have multiple destinations and multiple recipients of a message so that you can do things like routing or filtering within a topic, which a queue doesn't give you.
So you would send multiple messages to one topic and then have addresses and things?
The topic can decide what it wants to do internally to fill subscriptions for it. And that way you can make a subscription for different readers that are interested in different messages within that one topic or being sent to that one topic.
Is a topic a kind of queue, or is it a completely different thing?
It's a little different. They're very similar concepts. It is a place that the senders just send to, and what's different is when the messages get to a topic, they're then distributed to queues, or to subscriptions that are part of that topic.
Okay, and is this what they call PubSub?
This is a PubSub model, yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
So if you've done any sort of JMS or BizTalk or TIBCO, this is going to look really familiar.
So if I were writing like a news application, someone could subscribe to World News, US News, Tech News?
Absolutely.
And those would be different topics?
Absolutely. They would be different subscriptions within the topic of news.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I think a really good example to walk through this is to use sort of the canonical order example, order processing. Although airlines are a good one for this too, because this is exactly what they do to us. Hmm. So what we're going to look at here is a namespace manager, which is sort of, we talked about namespace earlier, that's sort of the root that everything in Service Bus lives beneath.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do here is just check with that namespace manager if a topic already exists. Actually, if it doesn't. And if it doesn't, I'm going to create that. You can see I'm calling it orders. From there, I'm going to create two subscriptions on that topic. The first one is going to be for standard orders, and the next one for priority orders.
Mm-hmm.
So in the airline example, this would be whenever you call, you know they ask for your frequent flyer number,
right,
and it determines how long you're going to wait to talk.
Premier or not.
Exactly. So these subscriptions have a filter in them. It's actually called a SQL filter. It looks just like a SQL filter.
Hmm.
And you can use properties of the message, that's things that aren't in the body, they're in the header of the message, to do routing on your message here. So messages that have a total property
mm-hmm.
greater than 1,000 will go to this standard order, greater than or equal to, and those below will go to standard, the others will go to priority.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, then I could have a subscription to priority. Maybe I'm the person that wrote the app that manages priority orders.
Absolutely.
I don't have to worry about how they got there or their totals, they just get there.
Yes, so you don't care who sent them. You just look in your subscription. And you don't even care that there's some other subscription that exists.
So rest assured, they are priority orders
yep.
because the topic system filtered them and delivered them appropriately.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And when we run this then, what we'll see is that we're going to create a topic client. It's just like a queue client, which is just an abstract for talking to topics.
Okay.
And we're going to create a brokered message is what this is called. And that's sort of the base message in Service Bus.
Okay.
And we're going to create a standard order here and send it, and its total is going to be 100. So
okay.
That's going to go one place. And then we're going to create a priority order. And I don't need to create another topic client, and I'll do message 2. And its total is going to be 2,000. So we can see that it actually hits our
our rules.
And
you send both messages, 1 and 2, to the same topic client, and then given the filters, we would expect to then look in the topic and see that they had been distributed.
Precisely. So right now, none of this stuff exists. And I can actually prove that by the Server Explorer in Visual Studio is going to show me all of my Azure artifacts, and I can open this here for Service Bus.
So in previous videos, we went into the browser. You don't need to do that if you don't want
to. No, you don't need to. There are a few ways to do all of this. And you can do most of your Service Bus stuff from within Visual Studio.
Okay.
And I can see in my Azure Fridays here, I actually have the queue that we created earlier. I do not have any topics.
Mm.
So there's nothing there. So this is going to create a topic and subscriptions. And when I run this, we can go see what that looks like. So I'll run this right now. Set as startup project. And this thing will run. It should quit out, I think, when it's done.
Okay, so this just sends them and then it exits.
Yep, sends and exits. And if I come back into here, now when I refresh, I will see that I do have a topic for orders. And then when I expand that topic, I can see subscriptions, because you have to have subscriptions for topics.
Right.
And I can actually see here that I've got the two that I named. And if I open them, I can see rules for them. And you can see default rule. You can put quite a few rules.
Oh, and there it is.
Here.
Filters. Yep. 2000. So then can I see the message itself?
You can't see the body of the message, but you can certainly see that the message is in here.
Oh, I see the metadata around it.
Yes. So I can see the count. There's one message in each of these.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's a pretty useful piece to do. Now, something that's really useful actually about PubSub and why it's so powerful is you do not have to plan all of your solution ahead of time. So I can actually come into here through the Server Explorer, which I'll just pin now because we're going to do a little bit more in it. And let's say that I'm having a problem with my order routing. I want to create a new subscription, and I want to call it maybe debug, or let's just call it all messages.
Okay.
So I'm going to create a subscription called all messages, and in it, it's going to have a default rule, because every subscription needs a rule, mm-hmm. and the default is just something that's constant true. So for this is 1=1.
Does that mean everything will go in there and never be routed, or will get copies?
Well, that is its destination. So it does get a copy of its own. So the message won't go away, even if one of the, like the priority order processes its, it still stays in this side.
Ah, so I send one message, it's in that view. Does it exist twice? Is it a copy, or is it a view?
It is a copy. Well, it is a it's a shallow copy. So there is one place that it lives, and there's reference counting going on in the background.
That's cool. So that's now my debug one.
Yes. And so if I run the same piece of code again, which you'll remember has code in it to check to make sure that the topic doesn't exist, it doesn't recreate it, because that would sort of mess up, you know, that would delete our new piece. If I run this again, when it finishes, I should run a bit faster now. What I'll see here when I refresh is that I will have...
I would expect there'd be one new one each in these two, and then two inside of all messages. And there it is, message count.
Yep, absolutely.
Message count two.
And the other ones will have two because I sent one before. So now I can actually come in here and I can delete this also without the other subscribers knowing about it. So if I needed to debug something or do some sort of routing that's temporal, you know, that's temporary, then I can just do that, not change anything, and delete it when I'm done.
Very cool.
Yep.
We're digging into Azure Service Bus and topics here on Azure Friday.